New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani laid out his vision for a New York City correctional system that prioritizes reform, rehabilitation, and empathy. He spoke at the opening of the new Manhattan healthcare facility, where 100 incarcerated people will soon be transferred.
Now, as we advance this work, we do so with a clear goal: a city where every New Yorker is safe, where we deliver clear and tangible improvements to long broken systems, where we fulfill long-standing commitments to reform, one where we work every day to ensure that care under our city reflects the dignity that every New Yorker deserves.
Mamdani says the therapeutic housing unit will serve incarcerated patients who suffer from serious mental illnesses and severe physical health conditions. Rikers Island's healthcare system currently requires patients to wait months for care and travel off-site to receive treatment for serious conditions. As a result, many refuse care and their illnesses go untreated. According to Mamdani, the conditions at Rikers also promote violence and destabilization, affecting both incarcerated individuals and correctional officers.
Rikers, as we know, is broken. 2 weeks ago, two men suffered medical emergencies and died while in DOC custody. These are not isolated incidents. More than 100 people have died on Rikers since 2015. The facilities at Rikers have long languished in disrepair, creating the conditions for violence and putting those with health conditions at serious risk. So often the detainees who enter Rikers, 84% of whom are being held pretrial, leave damaged by their time on the island, traumatized, destabilized, and at greater risk for recidivism.
Mamdani says his push to move patients into these outposted healthcare facilities aims to create a more humane system where those who suffer from illness can access care quickly, promoting healthier rehabilitation and lessening the burden placed on correctional officers.
Rather than wait critical hours and travel off-site to get the treatment they need, specialty services will be just an elevator ride away. Rather than enduring the crumbling conditions that have defined Rikers for so long, they will receive care in a space designed for rehabilitation. Like the borough-based jails currently under construction, this therapeutic unit has been designed to improve the well-being of those experiencing crisis. This means brand new physical therapy and occupational therapy equipment, natural light, voluntary respite rooms, and a vast recreational space.
Mamdani acknowledged that the legally mandated 2027 closure of Rikers Island is an unrealistic target, with current systems unable to handle the 7,000 Rikers prisoners who would need to be transferred elsewhere. Still, he says his administration is committed to refocusing the city's reform efforts toward closing the prison.
Over the course of the campaign, I spoke about our commitment to closing Rikers Island, and I also spoke candidly with New Yorkers about the fact that the prior administration's lack of interest, to put it charitably, towards fulfilling that, meant that the stated deadline was practically impossible to fulfill, because we've seen years of a flouting of not just recommendations, but requirements, frankly. It is going to take us quite a bit of time to ensure that we can put our city back on the path that the city council voted for in 2019.
The outposted therapeutic housing unit on the Bellevue Hospital campus will see the arrival of Rikers patients Wednesday. It marks a major milestone for prison reform efforts in the city. For KPFA News, I'm Cade Young.